But now when I come here, all the whores, they had four chimneys. Every one of these big rooms had four chimneys to them. And every one of them had a wood chip, you know, at the end of where the chimneys was and where there's a window there.
I bet that was quite a chore.
Yeah, everybody had to go bring in wood.
Yeah. Now, what did you used to have for light?
Just a coal oil lamp.
Coal
oil lamp.
I see. Yeah. Did you ever make maybe a makeshift one?
I seen the children, I seen my brothers when they'd go maybe a fox hunting or a coon hunting at night.
Yeah.
They'd take a bottle.
Yeah.
And put some rag in it. Uh-huh. Fill it full of kerosene.
Right.
And burn that.
What did you call that thing they made of?
I just called it a rag lamp, you know what you'd call it. I reckon you'd call it. But now in the house, of course, we always had lamps with chimneys on them, you know. We had, every day you had to fill the lamp and wash the chimneys.
Yes,
because it spread up, you know, at night.
Yeah.
When you light it, anything.
You call that that thing they made, a torch or?
A torch. A torch is what you do, what you call when, if it's going to take a torch, you cut them a piece of kindling about this long.
Uh-huh.
And you cut it up in little fine pieces. And they kind of wrap them together, and they touch that, and they're supposed to hold it this way and hold it up. That's what you call a torch.
Yeah. You ever hear of a flambeau?
No, I never heard of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a torch was kind of a piece of wood?
Yeah, kind of hit split pine wood, you know.
Okay. Now, what about musical instruments kids would play in their mouth? Do you remember?
Well, juice harps. I reckon you call them juice harps. You know how they pick, or French harps on the musical. That our kids ever had, because none of us was music much, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean, that way.
Me either.
Yeah.
Now, you pound nails with a...
hammer.
I see.
A hammer.
I want to ask you about the parts of a wagon. Now we got what?
Electric lights.
I see. Yeah. And every time one burns out, you have to put another...
bulb. Put another bulb.
Light bulb.
Yeah. That's right.
Light bulb?
Yes.
But what about the parts of a wagon? Can you tell me about what about the part that went down between the two horses?
That's a tongue.
The tongue?
Tongue. And then the other part, you know, that other long thing was the body, and then the axle was in the, on each side, the wheels, the
yeah.
hubs, and in the middle was a coupling pole that held the back ends and the front end together.
Uh-huh.
There was a pole went through there and had a pin in it. You'd make it out long or short.
I see. Now, when the horses would hitch the wagon, what did the traces come back to in order to respect?
Single tree.
And if you had two, what did you call them?
Well, you called that a double tree.
Double tree?
Yeah, double tree.
Well, now, talking about the parts of a wagon, the parts of the wheel, what do you call the steel?
Spokes.
The steel outside part.
Rim.
That was the rim?
And the other thing, round thing was the spokes. And the spokes went in a hub.
I see.
And the hub passed on to the...
Well, the outside, the wooden part of the wheel, you call it?
We call that the spokes, and the round...
But then the spokes went into the what?
The hub. Is a round thing like a box thing, round, you know, kind of like a keg. Well, the wheels went into that.
Mm-hmm.
And that went on the spin on the back end. Well, the front end, too, you know, it went on to the spindle, it's called, you know. It had an iron thing in there. It had a bolt on it. And you push that on there and you kept it greased. You had to have action grease. And every time you used that wagon 2 or 3 days, you had to pull the wheels down and it nearly all and grease it. Put action grease in there.
And every time you got that on your hands, your hands would get...
get out. Of course, then it had a long paddle that you took it out and put it on there.
Your hands wouldn't get...
No, your hands wouldn't put it on with your hands. They had a stick. They had a paddle. Axle paddle beam.
So your hands wouldn't
action grease paddle.
They wouldn't get greasy.
Wouldn't get greasy. So you just take this paddle and put it on there, push your wheel back. I'll put your bolt on it.
I see.
It holds the wheel on.
Now, we were talking about the roads you had. I mean, I don't imagine it would be much, you know, often you probably came to a road and you'd have a log across it.